progress.
Sorry about that. Next is item number six, PR 2024-010951, also known as PR 2024-010617. Minor plat application number 2025-00043. Jeebs and Zuzu LLC, agent for Yes Housing Inc. and Chelsea Investment Corporation, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot track 165, zoned MXM, located at 701 Coors Boulevard Northwest, west side of Coors Boulevard between Fortuna and Glen Rio Road, and between 64th Street and Coors Boulevard. The subject property contains approximately 13.77 acres in area. Do we have a member of the applicant team here with us this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Dave Hickman from Jeebs and Zuzu, address 5924 Anaheim Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113.
Mr. Hickman, thank you so much. Please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
Yes.
Please go ahead, sir.
So we're presenting this project. It's four existing lots, trying to consolidate it into three lots. That'll be three buildable lots. We are presenting to the DFT next week the development site plan for phase one, which is the northwest quadrant. And in that presentation, we'll be looking at the infrastructure list with the DFT members and moving forward with that, hopefully.
All righty. Thank you so much. Let me ask for any members of the public wishing to provide a comment on item number six, which is PR 2024-010951, also known as PR 2024-010617. If you'd like to testify, provide comment on this matter, if you'd please raise your right, or excuse me, please raise your hand on the raise your hand function, or otherwise let us know of your intention to participate. I'm not seeing anybody. Last call for any member of the public wishing to speak on item number six. Okay, Mr. Hickman, hold tight and let's hear from our DFT members and then I'll come back to you. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority comments, please. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's an availability statement 250205 that provides conditions for service. There are infrastructure improvements that are required and must be included on the infrastructure list and guaranteed or constructed prior to final sign-off. There is the eastern portion that says phase two that needs a private sanitary sewer easement on that tract, crossing that tract for the benefit of the northern northwest lot. The northwest lot needs to benefit from that easement to access the sewer line and cores. So please provide an easement adequate for that service to be provided to that lot. Other than that summarizes my comments.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez.
Thank you.
Let's do hydrology next. Mr. Chen, if you'd raise your right hand, please. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Kikuan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan. Hydrology has no objection. For future development, Hydrology needs to approve the gradient drainage plan prior to building permit. That's all from Hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation next, please. Pardon me. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Let's see. Coors is a principal arterial and a major transit corridor and requires 6 to 10 foot sidewalks with a 6 to 8 foot landscape buffer. There are also proposed bike lanes on Coors. Fortuna is a major collector and requires 6 foot sidewalks with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Glen Rio and 64th are both local roads and require 5 foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffers. Please provide cross sections of these roadways dimensioning right of way, sidewalks, buffers, and proposed bike lane. Right of way dedication may be required. All work in the right of way needs to be placed on an infrastructure list and done through work order. All public sidewalk needs to be within right of way. Right-of-way dedication will be required in areas where property lines cross over sidewalks, such as the intersection corners. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL for phase one and a TIS in final approval stage.
Fermihan, thank you so much. Mr. Rodenbeck, will you be doing, will you be providing Park's comments?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Let me swear you in. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So Parks has no objection to the requested action.
Okay. And were there any comments from Mr. Rodenbeck? Were there any comments from code enforcement?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Mr. Hickman, let me come back to you. Any question? I believe both the Water Authority as well as our transportation folks had some comments. Any questions about those comments?
The comments from traffic, those will be addressed in the DFT and
Okay.
under the DFT and through the infrastructure list. The comment from Mr. Gutierrez is exactly right. We need a 20-foot easement to, and it'll be located on lot line L and L7 on the north side of that. We're anticipating a 20-foot easement that coordinates with the utility site plan, which will be presented to the DFT members next week.
Okay.
So we would request that the inclusion of that easement be approved as a condition of this plat.
Understood. Thank you so much, Mr. Hickman. All right. I'm going to close the floor on this particular matter at this time.
Mr. Hearing Officer?
Mr. Armijo, I apologize, sir. I didn't see your hand up. Go ahead, please.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to let Mr. Hickman know that some of my comments cannot be put off to the site plan. I need to know that the sidewalks are taken care of. Right-of-way dedication is needed for the corners. That's done through platting. There's a possibility that right-of-way dedication may be required if sidewalks are not adequate. So these are things that cannot be put off to the site plan. They have to be taken care of at the plat.
So,
Go ahead, sir, Mr. Hickman. I apologize.
no. So what, Ernest? What you're asking for? This is Dave Hickman. You're asking for the site, the sidewalk exhibits, correct? That
Yes.
demonstrate and show that those sidewalks are within the right of ways that are defined,
That
and
they are
I've.
the proper width and within the right of way. Also, looking at your plat that you have up here, it looks like the corners of your property lines are extending over the sidewalks. Those need to be rounded off because those need to be within right of way. All sidewalks need to be within right of way.
Okay.
So, Mr. Armijo, is this something in anticipation of the upcoming DFT meeting? Is this something that can be ironed out at that point, or do we need to have that addressed prior to having the request move forward?
Unfortunately, it has to be taken care of now with the plat because since there's most likely going to be right-of-way dedication that will change the plat.
Okay. Mr. Hickman, let me jump back to you. Would like to give you or want to give you opportunity to address this and make sure you're compliant or you're meeting the needs of Mr. Armijo and the Transportation Division. From a time standpoint, can somebody help me? How long would we need in order to, how much time would we need? In order to reasonably address the transportation concerns. One month.
I think what we can do on our side, this is Dave Hickman. Stantec is a civil engineering firm. They've been working with traffic division quite closely all along, especially working on the TIS, the sidewalk design is under their purview as well. And so I would request that they work directly with Mr. Armijo and get those sidewalk designs either clarified or resolved. That information then can be coordinated back to the surveyors for their recordation. I'm certain that we can have those things done before the next DFT or the next DHO meeting.
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, let me pick your brain just very quickly, and I apologize. I know you've mentioned this to me many times before. If I were to defer this matter until the next hearing, which would be October the 8th,
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I don't believe the next hearing's on the 8th. Let me double check. I believe it's on the 24th of this month in 2 weeks. I'm double
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm used to doing the last hearing of the month, so you're right. The next hearing would be the 24th. And we're okay from a scheduling standpoint, as well as in your opinion, from a timeline. So, I mean, do we have enough time, provided that everybody's moving forward, to make these changes, or would 2 weeks be not enough time?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Dave Hickman. I'm getting confirmation from Stantec and the engineers at Stantec that they can have this resolved within the next 2 weeks.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Mr. Hickman. Mr. Runbeck, thank you. So let's do that. Let's defer. I'm going to move to defer this matter to the next DHO hearing, which is scheduled for September the 24th, because today is September the 10th. Mr. Hickman, give you and your folks an opportunity to work with Mr. Armijo in the Transportation Division to address his concerns, and then we'll put you back or we'll have you on the agenda in 2 weeks. And see if we can't get this matter completed and allow the project to continue moving forward, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you so much. So that was item number six. Let's go back to the item number one.